This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. And we got a fun episode for you today.
Yeah, we actually planned this one out.
Yeah, we're trying to be better about getting back to our outlines and doing a little bit more of planned episodes that are a little more fun than just hearing us talk about moving and really just moving.
Yeah, I think we've gotten through all that, so now we're ready to kick it back into high gear and hopefully come up with some good podcast episodes for you guys.
Yeah, so this one, at the time we're recording this, I still don't know the title, but it's basically going to be about things that we thought would be a much bigger issue for us as adults, but they really aren't. This is kind of a trend I've seen going around on TikTok like months ago, but we did some research on some of the things and we're just going to talk about it.
Yeah, and admittedly, whenever she asked me if there was stuff I had thought would be a bigger problem, I really didn't have any that much. I mean, I had a couple, but they were weird. They weren't really like how she was talking about, but I do like the ones that she came up with that she thought were going to be a bigger issue. And so I'm just going to talk about those with her and I'll mention mine at the very end, I guess. And y'all can tell me if I'm dumb or not. So
no, I think the concept is like kind of weird, but once we start talking about it, like I think y'all will understand what we mean. But I guess let's do our life update first. Also, first of all, if you're watching on YouTube, at On the Air with Brett and Claire, we are both in like long sleeves / sweatshirts because it's so hot outside and we're just pretending like it's fall because.
Yeah, because we have an AC unit now and we can make it cold in here. So we're doing that even though it's really expensive, but we don't care.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
I'd rather
honestly
go without food than AC, to be honest. So we have our fall candles burning and we've just been pretending that it's fall for really like since September 1st. We got our decorations out and we're just acting like it, even though it's like 95 degrees out today.
We're adults. We can do what we want.
Yeah.
So
also, you made your first TikTok.
Yes, I filmed it and I made a meal. You can go check it out. My TikTok is Brett LaFleur. That's it. And Claire edited it and actually did the voiceover for it. So it's featuring both of us.
Yeah,
so go check it out.
Team effort. Not bad for a very first one, I feel like.
But yeah, it's harder than you think to do a TikTok, like if you want to do it right. And I think we have some things we got to fix for sure, but we're just going to start doing them and see how it goes. Why not?
I kind of have fun like with the editing part. It's kind of hard because there was like roughly 20 minutes of footage that I had to get down to as little as possible, which ended up being 4 minutes. And that's still really long for a TikTok. So there's definitely room for improvement, but we're just kind of doing whatever feels fun right now. Like,
yeah. Plus so many people are doing TikToks and they're doing great with it. So we're like, why not? We're going to do all the social media we can. So.
Yeah, and it's just fun.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we do every day that we can make into a TikTok video.
Yeah, like, I really want to make a video about our sourdough starter because we got a new one that's doing a lot better, so it's almost ready to bake with, and I just think it'll be fun. So let us know if y'all want to know
anything about sourdough. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of this second sourdough starter. It is doing exactly as it's supposed to, which is awesome. And yeah, we're like a day or two away from being able to make bread.
Yeah. So if y'all are looking like to get into sourdough and you want like, you know, some pre-dried starters, you don't have to like build your own starter from scratch. Southern Sourdough Co. is where we got ours, and it's working really well. And the one we had before was from Ballerina Farm, and it did nothing. Like, it was not a good one.
We think it has to do with the process of, like, freeze-drying it, because this one has just been easy, and her instructions are easy, and, yeah, everything is looking really good. So, also, we're getting... Did we talk about this? We're getting stickers, and we're going to bag up our bread that we make and give it to family and friends. So, family and friends, if you're watching, listening, let us know if you want some. We will get you some as soon as we are able to make it.
Yeah, it may not be the greatest at first, but y'all can try it and give us your feedback. So really anyone, if you're listening in the DFW area, I would say, let us know and we'll get you a loaf as soon as we are able to.
Yeah, we would love to. We just want to see if we can do it, and we would love to make it a business maybe or whatever.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I like to bake, and we're definitely not going to eat like a loaf of bread a day. So
no way.
Yeah, we'll have a lot to share with others. So if y'all want any, please let us know. Other than that, Mia was here like all last week, as y'all probably heard on last week's episode that has her in it. So if you haven't listened to that one, go listen to it. It's not on YouTube, but it was still a fun episode where we did trivia. Also, on that note, I am sorry for the echo. When we used the third mic, it made a weird echo for some reason, and I could not figure out how to fix that. Like,
it records as two separate audio tracks, and I think whenever it's separate like that, the device we use doesn't cut out the echoes, like the pickup from the other mics. So yeah, it is what it is. We couldn't do anything really about it. So
yeah, because usually when we record with the third person, we like run the audio through the camera. Sorry if y'all don't care about any of this, but that like fixes the issue. So now we know for next time, if we have a guest on, we have to do a video episode and it can't just be audio only.
Yeah, but I mean, we still put it out, and it's not like the worst echo in the world, but I think we had fun doing it. So
yeah,
hopefully you enjoy it. We enjoyed it, and it was just a little different too. We haven't done one like that.
Yeah, and having Mia here was fun. We kind of just like ran errands and hung out. We got a new couch. I don't know if we talked about it.
Yeah, and it's the best couch we've ever had.
Yeah, so now our old couch, the real ones know, like the one from New York that we would podcast on, is like in our office next to us, and that's where the dogs sit now.
Yeah, it's their couch. They love to stand up on it and look out the window, mm-hmm. and it's nice to have because we have an extra seat in here.
Yep. So that's like where our little live audience is, which right now is just the two corgis. But yeah, and then last announcement thing, I guess, is book club. We finally picked a book. So it's going to be Viewfinder by John Chu. And he directed my favorite movie of all time, Crazy Rich Asians. And it's like his memoir. So that's what we're going to be reading. I think it'll be fun to switch it up from just like life lesson nonfiction, because I know that was kind of the point of the book club, but I'm getting a little burnt out on it, so we wanted to switch it up. So that will be October 7th, if I can see properly on our calendar.
Yeah, I'm not, like, burnt out on it. I'm not great at reading, like, making myself read, so I push it to the last second, and then I just get it all done, like, right before we do it. Which is actually, in some ways, is okay because it's fresher in my mind. But in other ways, it's like maybe I don't get as much out of it because I'm reading faster. So I don't know.
Yeah. I think it'll be just a good thing to switch it up with. Maybe a little bit more interesting, hopefully. I don't really know anything about him other than that he directed Crazy Rich Asians, but that's enough for me. So we're going to read that one, read along with us, and then tune in on October 7th for our episode.
Be there, be square.
Yep. And then really that's about it. We've just been kind of, it feels like we're just back into normal life. It's kind of weird. It's like we're in New York and it felt fun and kind of like a really long extended vacation. Not that it didn't feel like normal life there, but now it's like, okay, we're back and here we are again. So we're just trying to figure all that out and
get everything done. Finding a job is a grind. I feel like I haven't had to do that for a while, so it's kind of weird, but it is what it is. And I don't know, being back, it seems like the direction I need to be going is looking for like new opportunities and new experiences as far as jobs go. And I'm just trying to be excited about it instead of like discouraged or something like that, just because the market's a little different now because of what's going on. But, you know, I'm staying hopeful that I'll find a good job that I like and I won't have to necessarily just settle for whatever.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're both doing all we can do right now and the right opportunity will come along. We're just in the process of figuring it all out and it just takes time. And we haven't even been back in Texas that long and I feel like we've had a lot going on really ever since we've been back. So yeah, we're just trying to figure it all out. Like I've said 15 times now, but there's really not much else to say about it.
It's just busy stuff. And I mean, we're pretty much as settled as we're going to be in our apartment. And I think it's time to really just focus on that and not have to feel pulled in a lot of different directions. So
yeah,
we're just going to have to really put our heads down and go for it, you know?
Yeah. But sorry if y'all could hear that super loud, like bass outside, just shaking the whole apartment.
Yeah, I feel like we get more sound here than in New York City somehow, as far as like the cars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It is weird because we're higher up and also in obviously a much smaller city. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Might just be our area. Who knows?
All right. Sorry for the, there's probably a weird cut right there. I had to get up to send some emails real quick. So we're back and yeah, I think we're ready to
hop into it.
Yeah. Jump on into what the episode's really about. So yeah, like we said, these are going to be things that we thought would be a big issue. Like, you know, when you're little and you just, there's something that you think is going to be a big issue when you're older and then you get older and it's like, okay, why was I so worried about that? Like that wasn't
something I feel I like
needed to worry about.
Movies and TV shows and I don't know, stuff like that just really made you think that people ran into these things all the time throughout their lives.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just kind of. Yeah, I think that it's just, we're talking about those things specifically.
Yeah. So to quit being vague and just give you, you know, what we're talking about. So the first one is quicksand, because I feel like in Indiana Jones or literally any cartoon ever, I feel like quicksand was made out to be such a big thing that I just thought I would encounter it all the time and just slowly like sink to my death. So
yeah, I can't remember which Indiana Jones it is specifically, but it's an older one. And like, I think it's the opening scene or part of the opening scene. This guy gets like sinks into quicksand, like super fast. Like he just falls into it like it's water. And I always thought like, yeah, that's going to be everywhere. Like you got to watch out. I can't, if you're just walking through the woods or whatever, you're going to just come across a pit that, you know, you just fall into and you can't get out.
Yeah, and there'd be, like, snakes around it or something.
Yeah, like, something crazy, but, yeah, it's not like that at all.
Yeah, so I did some research on quicksand, and it is a real thing. Like, it's not just a made-up thing entirely, but I think the movies portray it a little bit inaccurately. So
yeah, it's not very quick.
Yeah, so it's common in Florida, and also in North and South Carolina, mainly near rivers. And it can also be found in Utah, New Mexico, and northern Arizona. I'm sure there's other places in America that it's found, but those are the main ones. So if you're hiking in any of those places, like near rivers, you know, watch out for some quicksand, but also don't let it.
And if anything, like, I feel like it can't be large pits of quicksand. Like it's got to be like a very small amount, because I'm sure there's specific like things that have to happen for it to be quicksand.
Yeah, it's basically just like mud, kind of.
Yeah, and you like sink into it, but it's slowly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, there's like this, I don't know, there's like a flute on YouTube that people like make all the time in like those little baby pools. And like whenever you move slowly, it's like a liquid. But whenever you like something hard hits it, it's like, it's solid all of a sudden. It's called like Newtonian fluid or something like that. But it's like that. Like if you relax, like you'll start going into it more because you're not like fighting against it. But if you fight against it, it kind of like locks up.
Yeah.
That's why it like holds you in there. So you have to like slowly try to get out of it, you know?
Yeah. We'll get into how to get out of it. But it's typically not super deep, and it's more dangerous to animals than humans because animals, you know, they obviously don't have two legs. They have four. So they just sink more, and it's a lot more difficult for them to get out. And they don't usually have help. Yeah. So it's really, like, it mainly affects animals.
Yeah, which I could see that. I mean, because they can't pull their arms out and, like, help themselves out.
Yeah. So. And it is activated by movement. Also, the human body is less dense than quicksand, so you don't actually drown in it. Like, you're not just going to sink to the bottom of a pit of quicksand, but it can still be a problem if you're alone and stuck, because it is something that's difficult to get out of, but it's not just, like, you fall in this pit and are immediately, like, sucked into the middle of the earth.
Yeah, because the vision I have in this movie, it was literally just swallowed them, like, immediately.
Yeah.
There was no, like, anything. It was just, like, bloop.
Yeah, and it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really not that big of an issue, but if you do ever find yourself stuck in some quicksand, this is how you get out. So, you're not going to panic, and you're not going to flail around aggressively, like, trying to get out. So, I didn't write down the website that this came from, but it said to try to wiggle your legs to let water move through the sand, and try to, like, lean on your back so that your weight is dispersed, and then try to push yourself backwards to wiggle out the lower half of your body until you can pull yourself out. So just like lean back and wiggle and try to pull yourself out. It's also obviously helpful if you have someone with you, but you can still set yourself free if you're alone. But
yeah,
I feel like hiking alone is kind of dangerous anyway, so always take a buddy if you can.
Yeah, it's just funny that like movies portrayed it, and maybe there's different types of quicksand in the world, but like, at least the ones in America are not like that. But, yeah, I really thought, like, man, we're going to have to watch out for this stuff in the woods. Like, really. Like, you can't just go out there and walk around randomly. You got to, like, poke the ground with a stick everywhere because you're going to be worried about falling into a pit of nothingness. Like,
yeah, it seemed like a huge issue. But yeah, it's really weird. Not. So now you're all informed and you know how to get out of quicksand if you need to.
There you go.
Okay, so next one is the Bermuda Triangle. This was something that freaked me out so much when I was younger, because I, like, flew to Europe when I was, like, 8 years old, and I was constantly asking my family, like, are we gonna go over the Bermuda Triangle? Like, I don't want to do that, and it's just scary. Like, I've always been so freaked out by the Bermuda Triangle.
This one I never really thought about. I just, like, didn't. Like, it wasn't talked about a lot, like, around me, I guess, growing up. So I never really thought about it, but I did. The idea I had of it was it was like another dimension over the ocean, basically, that if something went into it, it just couldn't come out. Like, you just got lost in there, like, I don't know, it's like a portal to nothingness, I guess, or, like, to another universe that didn't, you couldn't get back out, you know?
Yeah, honestly, that's still kind of how I feel. Like, this one is still kind of scary to me. And, like, I would not want to take a cruise through it or fly over it necessarily. But I don't know. It's, like, I feel like it is still kind of an issue, but not really. But, like, there are still some weird things that have happened there. But
I mean, yeah, there's, like, tons of shipwrecks and plane crashes that are specifically in that area.
But a lot of it happened a long time ago, which
they could have been going through not the Bermuda Triangle, just got lost at sea or something, you know?
Well, a lot of people say that sandbanks and reefs were the cause for trouble for ships in the past, and now sonar is advanced enough to detect these things. So people say that it's harmless now because it was just an issue a long time ago because they didn't have the technology to navigate the waters. So it's
just like a high spot in the ocean, basically?
I don't know, really.
Because if ships are hitting, that means it's pretty close to the surface of the water. All of a sudden, they don't even know it's there.
Yeah, but also that doesn't explain the planes part, so that part is still kind of weird to me.
I always heard it was like a weird place, like a weird, I don't know, thing in the earth where like the poles like caused issues and stuff, and so like all their equipment to fly would just not work, and they would it would just down itself because it couldn't fly anymore.
Yeah, I've heard that. So the jury's still out on this one. I don't know. But the three corners of the triangle reach Bermuda, Miami, and the northwestern corner of Puerto Rico. And depending on how the triangle is drawn, it covers approximately 500,000 square miles of the Atlantic Ocean. So that's a lot. Like, that's a big part of the ocean.
I didn't think it was that big. So.
Yeah, it's huge. And a lot of cruise ships, like the majority of them actually, especially like Caribbean cruises, they all pass through the triangle. And I feel like 99% of them are fine. So it's not as big of an issue as I thought. Because I feel like when I was younger, in my head, it was like, you fly over it, you take a ship over it, like, it's getting lost no matter what. Like, there is no other option. And that's not the case.
When I was thinking, too, like, why do they go into it at all if that happens? Because it's like, does it move around? Like, is it, they don't know where it is? Like, that's what I always thought, because I was like, I don't understand why this is even a big issue.
Yeah.
If they know you're going to crash or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a weird place on the Earth, and things do happen there.
Yeah, so it's still not going to be my first choice, like, to travel through it, but it's also not something that you really need to spend any time worrying about.
Yeah, I mean, unless you fly across the ocean or sail, you have no concern at all.
I know, but I'm saying, like, even then, like, I don't think it's...
Like, it's like, reach into America and mess everything up.
Well, no, but, like, if you fly through it or fly over it or you take a ship through it, like, you're probably fine.
Yeah, you're not going to just disappear or whatever.
Yeah, but some people do, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Like I said, I'm a little, like, 50-50 on that one being an issue or not.
I've never dealt with it personally, so I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. But, yeah, that's that on the Bermuda Triangle. I mean, I'm sure there's, like, way more stories we could tell, but... Just for your, like, basic overview and understanding, I feel like that's most of what you need to know.
Yeah, not too big a deal.
Yeah. And the next one is booby traps. I feel like, again, just movies, cartoons made this seem like you're going to take one wrong step on the street and you're going to end up, like, hanging by your feet in a tree or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's growing up with a brother, but... Like, we tortured each other all the time, and, like, we would make kind of, like, little traps for each other. And so, I don't know, I kind of thought that that's what it was. And, like, yeah, there's, like, Tom and Jerry and stuff like that. Like, they set up little traps for each other. And, I don't know, I never thought it would necessarily be, like, a big deal. But, I mean, there's times in history, like, we'll talk about where they're a big deal, you know, but only in certain situations where it's, like, a weapon more than anything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so they're originally used to describe, like, the term booby trap was originally used to describe pranks or jokes that children played on one another, but during World War I, this phrase began to be used to describe more serious and dangerous traps used by men fighting in war, and that's from transparent.com. So, basically, like, it started out as a funny thing for kids to do, and then it turned into, like, really destructive things that would be created in war.
I feel like it was just the best word they had for it, because whenever they got, you know, over there and they started running into these traps, like, they're probably just like calling booby traps because that's what they all knew growing up,
right?
So it just got changed into that once we encountered more dangerous and deadly booby traps.
Yeah. But the definition of one is a device or setup that is intended to kill, harm, or surprise a human or another animal. It's triggered by the presence or actions of the victim and sometimes has some form of bait designed to lure the victims towards it. That's from Wikipedia, but I feel like y'all can all picture in your head, like, what one is.
Yeah, I feel like pretty much everyone knows what that is.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure, I don't know about newer cartoons, but most people grew up seeing, like, at least joking traps that we considered booby traps.
Yeah.
So, I also think of the Goonies a lot because I can't think of his name, but the little kid who was, like, always creating stuff, he was always going, like, there's booby traps in the, when they're going
I'm
through
not
little
familiar.
Caves. Yeah, I don't know. I think of that because it's so funny. But yeah, if you ever watch the movie Goonies, they go through a lot of different booby traps in that movie.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not familiar, but I know it was in, like, a lot of TV shows and movies. So there's a lot of common types. The main one and most dangerous one is the punji stick.
Yeah, punji. They are pretty gross. Like, I've watched a lot of documentaries about, like, Vietnam and stuff like that. And basically a punji stick, they would take bamboo stalks and they would sharpen the tips of them like spears, and they would dig these pits and put tons of them at the bottom, and it would have like a covering that was just like some sticks and leaves that made it look like the regular ground. And then whenever they would walk over it, they would fall through that and onto those sticks. And this is gross, but they would cover it with like poison or like feces and stuff like that. So they would poison you too most of the time if you got punctured by it and that didn't kill you and you had to live with it. Most of the time you're whatever you got stabbed by it would get infected and you would die from that.
Yeah, it sounds awful because the pictures just look like almost like a big melon with a bunch of spiky things poking out.
Well, when we went to see Gus graduate, when we went to that little museum, they had examples of those traps from Vietnam, and one of the ones was punji sticks.
Yeah, some other ones are like a regular pit. Our printer is running out of ink, so half my words are cut off, but I'm pretty sure it says simple trip, wire noise alarm.
Caltrop. I'm not sure what a caltrop is, but like the trip, like simple trip and the noise alarm basically were, like simple trip would just be like a wire connected to a grenade or some kind of explosive, and when they tripped it, it would pull the pin or activate the explosive and kill them, or there was the wire noise alarm would just trigger an alarm, like set off a flare or loud noise, and they would know where you were.
Yeah.
I don't know what a caltrop is. And then there's nail spikes, spike strips, shotgun blank trap, which shotgun blank trap, they're saying blank, I think, just to be like not so aggressive about it. But like shotgun traps is where they hook up a shotgun, like in a doorway, like off to the side. And then the wire that you, when you open the door, it pulls the wire and it shoots right at the door. So that's not good.
Yeah.
And then snares. Snares, like, mostly for hunting, I think, or trapping, when it just snares whoever gets in it.
Hmm. Yeah, the most dangerous one, though, I don't know, after all that, I don't even believe that the punji one is the most dangerous, but... They all sound horrible,
well,
honestly.
The punji one's bad because it's usually not immediate and it causes infection and like a way longer, slower death.
Yeah. Well, they all sound horrible. And a lot of like doomsday people try to set these up on their property. And the laws are a little bit confusing. I was trying to look up specifically for Texas and it's kind of illegal, kind of not, but in most states it's illegal to have these at all on your property, just because if the police need to come to your property for any reason, it could...
They could
fall
into the trap.
Yeah, so...
Which I don't think we should have to cater to police, but that's my personal opinion. Like, it's your property, do what you want, you know?
Yeah, but in most states it is illegal, so if you want to follow the law, maybe don't go making any of these on your property or whatever, but... Yeah, it's really, it's not like a fun thing, like how they make it seem in TV, like, oh, a cage fell on my head and now I'm trapped, you know, like it's a lot more serious and dark
than
that.
Yeah, more like mouse trap stuff is what I think of.
Yeah.
I don't usually think of these deadly traps, really.
Yeah, me neither, but that's what they were actually used for, and it's not really common just in our normal daily life unless you are at war, so.
Or you're the Goonies and you find... a hidden treasure and you have to go through a cave.
Yeah.
You know, you might run into some, I don't know.
Yeah, so hopefully none of y'all and us ever encounter any of that because it doesn't sound fun.
No, not at all. I don't want to ever run into a booby trap.
Yeah, me neither.
Unless it's like a joke and it's not going to harm me, like that would be fine, I guess, but
yeah.
It's not, I don't know. You really don't People don't do that to each other anymore, I feel like. Like, nowadays, It's like if they're pranking someone or joking, it's like they do really stupid stuff nowadays.
I know, and I kind of wonder if, like, the younger people on this earth, you know, like the kids who are little right now, like, will they even know what any of this is later on? Because I feel
maybe
like TV shows don't show the same thing, so it's kind of weird. Like, I wonder what, in 20 years, their things like this will be.
Yeah, because, I mean, growing up, I know the cartoons I watched, the movies, everything, TV shows, it was, like it all showed stuff like that, like especially if it was adventure type stuff, it was definitely, there was going to be a booby trap somewhere in it, you know.
Yeah,
but I feel like nowadays they're just watching like Bluey and Paw Patrol, and like I doubt they have that in there. It's probably more simplified, and I don't know, the movies nowadays too are not as, oh, they're coming out with some weird stuff, but it's just not the same.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't personally seen Paw Patrol or any of that, so maybe they do have quicksand and the Bermuda Triangle and booby traps in them, but
I just feel like they, I don't know,
I feel like it's something different. Like, there will just be, yeah, a new wave.
I feel like that was a different
things.
Era of...
Yeah.
Like, that was even old for our generation coming up, like, the stuff we saw it in, but we were still consuming that entertainment, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
And then we just have a few, like, random miscellaneous ones.
These are more mine that I thought of, except for the last one. Yeah. But I don't know, like in video games you play, like people slip on banana peels, and like especially Mario Kart, like the older ones, that was like the first thing I thought of, was like, oh my gosh, like if you step on a banana peel, like will you really just like wipe out?
Yeah.
That's never even I've never encountered it. I mean, I'm sure people do, but I don't even know if you would slip if you stepped on one. And then I was a really big fan of Jurassic Park as a kid, and I watched it nonstop, like every night until I'd fall asleep, and I was terrified that dinosaurs would just be everywhere sometimes.
That's just funny to me. Yeah. Because it's like, obviously, I mean, I guess obviously quicksand isn't around either, so.
Well, I just like velociraptors, especially like the really fast, like dangerous ones. I always was like, after my movie would be over and it'd be dark in my room, I'd be sitting there like just worried that one would be in the hallway in the house, and I was just like waiting for him to bust in, and I was so scared of him.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that was, I don't know, that was my probably my biggest ones that I could even think of, and I don't even think I thought of them that much. It was more just a question about the banana peel, and then the dinosaurs was like, I was watching way too many dinosaur stuff, so.
Yeah. I feel like the banana peel though is relatable. Like, it just seemed like something that was going to happen at least,
yeah,
once.
Yeah, I feel like video games, like especially the like Nintendo type stuff, like that was a common thing. And then our Donkey Kong, Mario. And then I'm pretty sure there was cartoons where that was always like a thing. It was,
yeah,
like banana peels would just be slippery.
Yeah.
But like I'd never even seen that happen.
And yeah, I kind of want to try to like walk on one and see if I like.
I mean, I guess I could slippery. See it like if it's on the soft part, like the outside of the peels up, like that makes,
yeah,
sense. But I still don't think you would slip enough to, like, completely wipe out. I think you would just be like, oh, there's someone on the floor, you know? Like,
yeah.
It wouldn't be, like, a big deal at all.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should all try it.
Yeah, if you've done it or you had an experience,
yeah,
let us know.
If you've actually slipped on a banana peel, please let us know. Also, if you've, like, either flown over or taken a cruise through the Bermuda Triangle, let us know that as well. Because I want to know if anything weird happened. Or if it was just like any other flight or boat ride. The last one I had on here was climbing a rope in gym class. Like every single, maybe not every single, but pretty much every like Disney Channel show, like Sweet Life is Acting. Whoa, oh my gosh. Excuse me.
I have a dry throat too. I'm like not feeling the greatest, so I get,
yeah,
you.
Oh, but Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, That's So Raven, I'm pretty sure Hannah Montana, even like any of those shows, they all had to like climb a rope. And I remember being in elementary school and being so scared, like for gym class later in life, because I was like, I'm not going to be able to climb the rope. And it just like consumed me all the time. Like it felt like it was going to be such a huge thing. And I have not ever had to climb a rope in my life.
Yeah, no, I mean, we did see those a lot in shows, and I was scared of it too, but yeah, I never had to do it. I've never even seen one.
Me neither.
I've only ever seen it in shows or movies, and I think that was just like right before our time. Like that was just part of the fitness requirements as a kid, you know?
Yeah.
And like our time though was the fitness, what
the
was
presidential
it?
Fitness,
yeah,
testing.
The pacer, whatever thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it had that you had to listen to that weird thing and do this certain amount of whatever. But yeah, we never a rope.
That was also horrible though. But
yeah, I did.
If y'all
not
had to
that.
Climb a rope, let us know that too, because I would like to know.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's done it, and I don't think. I mean, I think it's probably bad that we don't have great fitness requirements anymore in schools, but also, I would have hated to do the rope thing.
It just seems so scary. Like,
well, I'm scared of heights, so I can't imagine getting to the top of that thing. I would freak out.
Also dangerous, like, for a bunch of little kids to be climbing up, like, so high on a rope. That seems like a lot of liability.
It's, like, two stories at least, like, tall.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure kids broke legs and arms and stuff all the time doing that.
Yeah. So, yeah, let us know if y'all have experienced any of that. Or have experience with any of these things.
Yeah. I feel like probably older generation, like, that was more what y'all were doing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we never did. I'm kind of glad I never had to do it.
I'm very glad.
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been awful.
But yeah, I mean, that's all the things that we could think of.
Yeah, this episode is kind of on the shorter side this week. I feel like... fine. Because we organized it beforehand, it went by a little bit faster. But hopefully y'all enjoyed it, and let us know your experience, or if you have anything that you thought as a child was going to be a big deal later in your adulthood, and it turned out you've never encountered it in your life, let us know.
Yeah, I'm curious to know if anyone's had experiences with the things that we didn't have to deal with. Just because I was so scared of some of them, I don't know, it'd be interesting to hear people say that they have had to deal with them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. If you enjoyed it, let us know. And you want to take it from there?
Yeah, follow us on Instagram at On the Air with Brett and Claire. Again, book club will be October 7th, so first Monday in October. And it's going to be Viewfinder by John Chu. I'm pretty sure it's Chu. I'm going to look up the pronunciation before our actual book club episode. C-H-U.
Yeah,
I think that's right. But I feel like it'll be a good book. So read along with us. Subscribe to the YouTube at On the Air with Brett and Claire. And let us know if there's any episodes y'all want from us. Just to give you like a overview of what's to come. I think we're going to do maybe like a bonus episode just talking about PCOS. Because September is PCOS Awareness Month. And although I have not gotten a good handle on my PCOS per se, like at all, I still think it's something that people should talk about more because a lot of people don't get diagnosed until way later in life when it's much harder to like make changes. And it's just a difficult thing.
I had never heard of it until you were diagnosed with it. And then we started seeing so many other women with it.
Yeah, and I think people are starting to talk about it a lot more because I don't know if it's becoming more common or, like, there's just actually people are starting to actually get diagnosed finally when they've been, like, searching for answers for a long time. But I still think there's not enough information out there, and the information that is out there, it's, like, there's so many conflicting opinions. So I just want to do an episode talking about, like, my experience and things that I've learned and what I hope to learn in the future, so that if anyone else is dealing with it, I don't know, maybe it can help you in some way, or just to know you're like not alone in it, because it's kind of horrible, to be honest. So yeah, I just want to talk about that. And then also we want to do like a fall themed episode, Halloween themed episode. One of those being like ghost stories. So if you have any ghost stories of your own or someone you know or something, send that in to us on Instagram and we can talk about it.
Yeah. Also, Claire has some really cool family history relating to Halloween, specifically Salem. So we want to talk about that in an episode. And then also, isn't Addiction Month coming up or whatever it's called?
I think it's also September.
Okay, yeah, we want to talk about, have an episode about addiction as well. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of topics on our little board that's behind the camera, and we're really trying to think out a lot more different like things to talk about, and hopefully we can narrow them down here soon and we can really start working on these outlines for them, and we'll have some good episodes for you.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Send us a message on Instagram or comment on the YouTube, or you can even type in the little like Spotify box that should show up at the bottom of the episode if there's something you want to hear us talk about. again, send in a ghost story or something of that nature. It doesn't have to be ghosts, but just like spooky story type thing. And yeah, I think that's about it. Just get ready for the book club, because I know we're announcing the book club later in the month this month, so there's not as much time to read. It's like 2.5 weeks, but we can get it done.
Yeah, it'll be all right. But yeah, thank you for listening, and let us know what you think.
All right, thanks, guys. See you next Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.